Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you're here. I am Ebony, and we are talking about the heart chakra today. Whew, the heart chakra is an important, I almost said pivotal, because I mean, it kind of is a pivotal center to work with because it's like right smack in the middle of your seven chakras. So it has a very prominent, important position. It's in the chest area. So below the heart chakra, you have your three lower chakra centers. You have your root chakra, your sacral chakra, and your solar plexus chakra. Above the heart chakra, you have your three upper chakra centers. So you have your throat chakra, your third eye chakra, and your crown chakra. So the heart chakra acts kind of like a bridge between those two different energetic regions, the lower region and the upper region. This is why meditation teachers, or if you're doing any type of guided meditation, sometimes I'll do this in my guided meditations, is they'll start with helping you open up that heart chakra area. And they do this by asking you to imagine or think about a moment you were happy or you felt loved, you're experiencing love. And that really helps to charge that heart chakra area. And it has this domino effect because of its position, because it's located right in the middle of the seven chakras. So that when you begin to open up the heart chakra, it trickles down to the lower chakras, and it kind of also floats up to the upper chakras. So it's a pretty powerful chakra to work with if you kind of need, I don't want to say like a quick boost, but if you're having trouble, if you're trying to clear yourself energetically and you're having trouble starting from the bottom and working your way up, starting with the root chakra moving up, or some people like to start with the crown and work the way down, you can start right in the middle with the heart chakra, and then you can feel energetically from there where you want to go as far as helping to heal and clear the energy centers. We have to talk about trauma when we talk about the heart chakra too, because trauma lands in the heart chakra most often for like everyone. I'm sure most of us have experienced trauma in our lives, and you're going to find that you feel a lot of it in your heart area. And of course, trauma can land in other chakra centers. Like, for example, if you are a victim of sexual assault or sexual trauma, that is definitely going to affect your sacral chakra, as well as the heart chakra. But I will say that it's quite obvious that a lot of us are carrying trauma and pain in our heart chakra. A lot of us are walking around heartbroken, because what is the number one killer among people? Heart disease. For men, it's heart attacks. For women, it's breast cancer. That's no mistake that those are such prominent killers. Heart attacks and breast cancer. That's the same energy center. That's the heart chakra. Because we are walking around carrying a lot of pain and trauma in that area. And when we don't heal that pain or that trauma, it's going to manifest over the years. You just keep burying it and carrying it and burying it and carrying it. It's going to break down the heart, literally, or break down that area. Something's going to break. So it's crucial that you really take care of that heart center. I also want to point out that your arms and your hands are part of your heart chakra, which makes total sense if you think about it, because how do we show love or affection? We hug people, we hold people, even shaking hands is some type of emotional exchange between people. So if you are physically, if you're experiencing any type of pain in the chest area, that would include obviously chest pains, any heart issues, any respiratory issues like asthma, bronchitis, obviously issues with the lungs, that's respiratory. If you have blood circulation issues, blood pressure, any pain in your arms or your hands or your fingers, that's heart chakra. That's a message from your heart chakra that something needs some attention. Something needs to be cleared and healed in that area. Let's talk about other signs that perhaps your heart chakra is blocked. If you feel jealous often, if you are critical of yourself and of other people, if you have a difficult time trusting people, if you have social anxiety, if you are what they call clingy or very attached in relationships, not just romantic relationships, but just any relationship, that's a sign of that your heart chakra needs to be balanced. On the other end, if you are completely shut off and aloof and distant, that's another sign that that chakra is balanced. So the difference there is that if you are characterized as being needy or clingy, I'm using air quotes, needy. I have an issue with that term, needy, because everyone needs love, right? But I think the more appropriate term might be clingy or attached. Like, well, I guess there is some attachment with relationships, all relationships, but over attached. Then this means that your heart chakra is it's overactive, which means that it's taking in and trying to process way too much energy. Versus if you are closed off and aloof and distant, that means your heart chakra is underactive. It's almost completely closed. Visually, you can think of it this way. If someone is like building a wall around their heart so that they cannot interact with anyone else's energy, they're blocking basically everyone else's energy, and that energy center is completely shut down, right? With that wall built around it. That's the underactive heart chakra, the closed heart chakra. On the other hand, for someone who has no boundaries at all, and they just take in everyone's energy and they're interacting with everyone's energy, that is what the overactive heart chakra would look like. And it's not just all your chakras can either be underactive or overactive, which just that has to do with how they are interacting with other energies around them. Okay, so we obviously talked about trauma in that area. That would mean that you have some work that needs work in that heart center. Also, if you have a difficult time giving love and receiving love, that's part of that heart center that needs to be healed. So let's talk about how we can begin to heal. Oh, by the way, if you are also a people pleaser, ooh, yeah, people pleasers for real. If you are a people pleaser, you have a heart chakra issue, okay? I'm going to link to this website that actually has in detail, well, not in detail, but has a lot of signs that you can look for if you have a blocked heart chakra. Okay, so now let's talk about how we can begin to heal this area of our body. Okay, because that's what we want, right? We want to be able to heal this area because it's so important. So I first want to direct you to the Zazo worksheet I have. First of all, let me talk about the body scan worksheet that I have on Zazo.com, because that's for you to use to gauge where you are energetically at any time. You take that body scan worksheet and you do a body scan of yourself, which means that you sit and you feel, like pay attention to how your body feels, and anywhere in your body where you feel any type of discomfort or pain, you want to on the body scan sheet, you want to place a dot I would just use a red pen and just place red dots anywhere that represent all the areas in your body where you're feeling any pain or discomfort. And then that will give you a visual of what chakras need some help. Okay. So if you haven't filled out the body scan at all, then I would highly recommend that you start there. And if you notice that you have any marked areas in the chest or in the arms or hands, and this means that you need some work in the heart chakra area, I'm going to now direct you to this worksheet called The Chains That Bind You. The Chains That Bind You is, it looks like a necklace that's shaped like a heart, and then the chains are like these links, or the necklace part are these links. What you want to do is, on a separate sheet of paper, is you want to think of, you want to reflect upon all of the pain that you are feeling in your chest area and the events that caused those pains. And this could take some time and it might be painful. And that's okay to feel painful. Don't just run away from it though. Like, sit through it, because you're going to be fine. You just want to list all of the events that you can think of that you feel in your chest area. After you've listed the events, you want to place one event in each chain. Okay? And you might use all the chains and you might not use all the chains. You might need a second sheet. Okay? Doesn't matter. Use as many as you need. After you've filled in all of your chains with these painful events, you just want to look at that image, because you'll see that all of those events are binding your heart. So that just gives you like a visual of what's happening. It helps to put some distance between you and the events. Okay. So when people ask, you might even ask this of yourself, like, what's wrong with me? It's not a matter of what's wrong with you. It's a matter of what's happened to you. And so this gives you a visual of all the things that have happened. So now that you have that visual, and you now hopefully you've begun to experience some distance between those events, meaning that there's now some space where now you can kind of breathe and begin to gain some clarity between all the stuff and how you're processing that in your body, we now want to ask, you pick one, you want to start with one event, okay, one chain, whatever chain pops out to you, and ask yourself, what is a step I can take to begin to heal the memory of this event, or the heal the energy of this event? And it may be that you just need to forgive, not just need to forgive, like that's super easy, but it may be that you need to forgive someone. It may be that you need to let go of something or someone. It may be that you need to pick up the phone and call someone. It may be that you need to actually allow yourself to cry, because you never have allowed yourself to cry over whatever event it is. But if you ask your body will tell you what it needs. And you just take one link at a time. And when you heal, when you do whatever your body is prompting you to do, whatever your intuition is prompting you to do, and you feel that that link has been healed, so you've forgiven, or you've made the phone call, or you've had the heart-to-heart with yourself, or you've cried. And this isn't something that's going to happen like in 2 minutes. I mean, some of these things could take days or even weeks. It's a process. But the point is that you actually go through the process instead of just not doing anything, right? Then you can cross out the link. And the goal is to have as many links as possible crossed out, or you can just cut them out so that your heart is free in the end. Okay? So let's just review what can you do to begin to heal is you have to take it event by event or pain by pain and ask, consult your intuition and consult your body. What action step do I need to take to begin to heal this pain, begin to heal this event that's binding my heart? It could be something like you need to just write about it or journal. It could be you need to go out for a run. I mean, whatever your body tells you to do, just listen to it. Now, in the second sheet, and I don't know if this has a name. I think it does, but I just can't think of the name of it. But it's the one, it has a big heart, and then it has all these heart balloons surrounding it. So inside the heart, you want to write down all of the emotions that you want to feel on a more consistent basis. So that can be joy, hope, peace, gratefulness. Write them all down inside that heart. And then at the end of the day, you want to reflect, and in each of the heart balloons, you want to write down an event that helped you to feel the joy, the hope, the peace, all the stuff that you wrote in the bigger heart. So it's like all of these events are just helping to lift your heart, to keep it floating, right? These are the little things that you can be grateful for that are helping you to feel like you have a full, healthy heart of love and gratefulness and peace. Okay? So those are just two tools to really help you begin to tune in to that heart center. Another thing you can obviously do to help begin to balance and restore your heart center is meditation. And I'll have a heart meditation, a guided meditation for you. And then you just also, you want to try to feel love more often or practice love more often. You got to find that thing, just like with the sacral chakra where we talked about having diversifying our pleasure and doing things that make us feel good. It's the same principle for the heart chakra. As a matter of fact, it's so interesting now that I mention this. When I work on people energetically, a lot of times I'll have one hand over their heart chakra and then another hand over their sacral chakra, because those two chakras are so related. And if one chakra is closed off while the other one is open, that will show up in a lot of relationships. So for example, you can have a very open second chakra, which might suggest that sexually you're pretty open. So, you know, you can have pleasurable sex, but at the same time, their heart chakra is not nearly as open, a little closed down, which means that there's no real connection that you're having with your partner during sex. So the heart chakra and the sacral chakra, the second chakra, are very much connected. And so it's a very similar principle as far as opening them. And that is really beginning to feel the things that make you feel good, or do things that allow you to feel those emotions that you want to feel on a more consistent basis. So if spending time with your pets or your children, or just actually being around more people more often, especially people that loved ones, will help a lot, because it helps you just to feel connected also with people. Okay. Did we talk about green fruits and vegetables? Because if we haven't, for sure you want to start eating some green fruits and vegetables. All of your like, how do they say the mean greens, the heart veggies, is it the kales and the spinaches and the green apples and celery, all that stuff, super good for the heart chakra. Very good for the heart chakra. I look at this. These episodes are getting longer and longer, aren't they? the 20 minute mark. But if you have any questions, then feel free to reach out and I can answer any questions for you. And in the meantime, really tune into that heart chakra and really feel what's happening there. Okay. you can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. And you can sign up for my newsletter at zayzo.com. Have you seen my webinar called How to Take Back Your Power? If you haven't, check it out. In the meantime, also, if you're interested in energy healing services, I have some options. So you can also check out my energy healing services to see if there is a program that works for you. Thank you so much for joining me, and really work on keeping your chakras open, clear, and healthy. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.